Good evening and welcome back to Artificial Adventures at the Guildhall Podcast. Last season, the adventurers restored balance in the Feywild and put a new devil on the throne of Nessus in the Nine Hells. Season 2 begins with Valerissa bringing Elendil back to her family's homeland. Thank you for joining us here again.
All the voices you hear will be AI generated. All the decisions that they make are AI generated. The only thing that is non-AI is the narrator, quote-unquote me. Anything that is said by the narrator is going to be me as the DM giving input into the story. I hope you guys enjoy. Take care. And hopefully I'll see you guys at the table soon.
Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord.
The village's response to our arrival will be telling. She scans the surroundings, noting the height of the walls, the number of guards, and the general atmosphere of the settlement. If things turn sour, we'll need to be prepared to defend ourselves. Let's proceed slowly, assess the situation, and hope for the best. For the sake of the village and the land beyond, let us find a way to bring light back to Dragonfire Vale.
As the two women approach, a guard comes to the gate. Who goes there? I don't recognize you.
Lela steps forward, her voice clear and respectful. Good morrow, sir. We come in peace, seeking aid and information to help restore balance to Dragonfire Vale. We mean no harm to your village or its people. She gestures to her companion. My friend and I are travelers on a quest to defeat the Dark Lord Amalthus and free the land from his tyranny. Might we speak with your leader or elders? Perhaps together we can find a way to safeguard your community and the wilderness beyond.
How do we know you aren't one of the inflicted? We cannot be sure you won't turn.
Lela's expression softens, her emerald eyes filled with a gentle, reassuring warmth. Understand, sir, that we would never betray the trust of those we seek to help. Our intentions are pure, our hearts unwavering in our commitment to justice and the preservation of the natural balance. She places a hand on her chest, over the amulet that symbolizes her druidic oath. The spirits of the wild, to whom I am bound, would not permit me to engage in such treachery.
It doesn't matter what you wish to engage with. If one of those beasts bit you, then letting you in could kill all of us who are here.
Zephyr steps forward, her voice calm yet firm, her eyes locked on the guard. I understand your concern, sir, and I assure you, we have not been bitten by any of the corrupted creatures. She produces a small vial from her belt pouch, holding it up for inspection. This contains a purifying essence, crafted by a respected healer. If you're still uncertain, we can be tested. And if found free of corruption, we'll be granted entry so that we might work together for the greater good of Dragonfire Vale and all its inhabitants.
Lila nods in agreement, a hint of frustration color her tone, yet she remains patient and respectful. The guard's caution is understandable, given the circumstances, but we can't simply be ostracized without proof of our intention. She looks at Zephyr, a subtle question in her gaze. Perhaps if granted access, we could perform a ritual of purification, right here at the gate, to demonstrate our commitment to the cause and our lack of corruption. It might ease the village's fears and open the door to collaboration.
The gates slowly open. You can enter, but we want you out before nightfall. If you are afflicted, then the moon will show it.
Zephyr exhales a quiet sigh of relief as the gates creak open, the weight of the village's suspicion and fear momentarily lifted. We appreciate your willingness to grant us entry, sir. We'll be cautious and mindful of our time, ensuring that we make the most of our stay and provide value to your community. She leads Lila through the gateway, her hand still clasped in the druid's, a symbol of their solidarity and determination.
As you wander through town, the people seem to eye you. As you reach town square, there appears to be the remains of a pyre. The charred remains of a person is near the center. As you walk through town, there appears to be a priest. Behind him, you see a temple to a god known as Belenus, although you have not heard of that deity. The priest appears to be reciting a prayer to Belenus, as a teenage boy is tied to a stake just outside of the temple.
Zephyr's gaze falls upon the smoldering remains of the pyre. The charred form, a grim reminder of the consequences of Amaltho's dark influence. She swallows hard, her heart heavy, with the knowledge that this tragedy could have been avoided. We must act swiftly to end the darkness, lest more innocents fall victim to its cruel whims.
Lila's eyes widen in horror as she takes in the scene before them, the reciting priest and the bound figure outside the temple serving as a chilling spectacle. She clutches Zephyr's hand, her emerald eyes brimming with unshed tears. What manner of darkness has taken hold in this land to lead to such brutality and fear? We must find a way to counter this evil, to restore the light and justice that once reigned here. She looks at Zephyr, a renewed sense of determination etched on her face.
Zephyr's gaze flicks between Lila's stricken expression and the gruesome pyre, her resolve hardening like iron. This is but a small glimpse of the suffering Amalthos has wrought. We'll need to gather information, understand the full extent of his corruption, and forge alliances to stand against him. She nods at the temple. Perhaps the priest, or this Belenus they worship, could offer insight or guidance in our quest. She steps forward, her voice carrying across the town square.
Lila follows Zephyr, her voice soft but firm, as she addresses the priest and the gathered villagers. Respectfully, good people, we are travelers seeking to aid in the eradication of the darkness that threatens this land. We mean no harm, and come bearing the power of the wild to combat the corruption that has taken hold. She looks at the bound figure. If you know of those who have fallen, or if there's anything we can do to ease your burden, we stand ready to help.
The priest walks forward towards Zephyr and Lila. This man's body has already been corrupted, but we strive to save his soul, he says. The man tied to the stake appears to be dying of thirst. His lips are chapped and his mouth is dry. His suffering will end once he admits to practicing witchcraft.
Zephyr's eyes narrow as she takes in the priest's words, her heart aching for the poor soul on the verge of death. Witchcraft! In a land where such accusations led to burning at the stake, such a charge is no mere trifling matter. She steps closer to the priest, her voice low and urgent. Tell me, Father Slavoj, have you truly tried to reason with this man? To understand the depths of his corruption and the root causes that led him to this path?
Lila's expression turns somber as she watches the man struggle, her own thirst for justice and compassion warring with the harsh realities of this realm. In Dragonfire Vale, where magic is woven into the very fabric of existence, it's foolish to dismiss the complexities of a witch's plight without first seeking to understand. She meets the priest's gaze, her emerald eyes filled with a plea. If Amaltho's corruption has warped his soul, perhaps there's still hope for redemption, a chance to return to the light and live a life of honor and peace.
What trickery is this? He shouts. No one listened to her words. She is a temptress. He screams as he points a finger at Lila. Guards arrest her. She should not be permitted to leave.
Lila flinches at the priest's accusations, her heart pounding in her chest as the guards close in. She stands tall, her voice firm and unwavering. I am no temptress, sir, but a servant of the wild, sworn to uphold the balance of nature and protect the innocent. She looks at Zephyr, a silent plea for assistance and support. If I have offended, it was not my intent. Let us find a way to resolve this, to ease the suffering of this man and your community, lest we lose sight of the true enemy that threatens us all.
Zephyr's hands ball into fists, her gaze flashing with a fierce determination. She steps in front of Lila, shielding her from the guard's grasp. Enough! Lila is no threat, and her words ring with truth. We have come to offer aid, not to stir strife or deceive. Zephyr's voice rings out, clear and commanding. I propose a challenge. If we can demonstrate through ritual and proof that our intentions are pure and our magic does not serve the darkness, will you grant us a chance to discuss the situation with this man and offer guidance?
She is a fey, he says, pointing at Lila. I can see it on her ears. They are all tricksters, seeking to steal our children and spreading madness. He yells, apprehend her, dead or alive.
Lila's eyes flash with anger at the priest's misinformed accusation, yet she remains steadfast, her emerald gaze holding Zephyr's. Zephyr, if you would have a moment, with a subtle hand gesture, Lila begins to chant in a tongue long forgotten, the air around her shimmering as the magic of the wild surges forth. She raises her arms, and the earth responds, the ground beneath their feet erupting in a burst of verdant, glowing vegetation. A living testament to her connection to the natural world and her status as an archfiend.
Zeitzeher, the priest pleads as the guards move forward. She is the witch. We need to burn her to take back our land and drive the vile monsters off.
Lila's eyes lock onto the guards as they approach, her stance resolute. If you harm me, you only play into the darkness's hands. I'm no witch, nor do I seek to steal your children or spread madness. She focuses her druidic powers, the earth around her crackling with energy, the plants growing at an incredible rate. The true monster here is the one who sows fear and deceit, not I, who have come to aid in the restoration of this land. Zephyr, help me!
Zephyr stands her ground, drawing her dagger as the guards close in. Enough! Her voice booms across the square, echoing off the stone buildings. Lila's powers are a manifestation of her connection to the natural world, a gift that could be the key to defeating the true evil afflicting our land. She holds out a hand, offering it to Lila. Together, we can prove our purity of intent and guide this village away from the path of fear and hatred. But we need time and a chance to demonstrate the good we seek to bring.
If you return with the Wolf Lord's head, we will believe you seek to aid the land.
Lila's expression turns grim, her gaze hardening as she considers the priest's demand. To lead the pack against Amalthos, we must first earn their trust, and that trust cannot be bought with blood or severed heads. She takes a deep breath, her emerald eyes meeting Zephyr's. Perhaps we could offer a token of our commitment, a sign that our intentions align with those who seek to restore balance. She nods at the temple. The idol of Belenus, or a relic from his shrine, might suffice as a symbol of our oath. Lila's eyes soften, a hint of understanding and empathy in their emerald depths as she looks at the priest. I see your fear, Father Slavoj, and I share it. But we cannot let it blind us to the true threat that looms over our land. Amalthos is the enemy, and his corruption spreads like a disease. She takes a step forward, her voice gentle but firm. I am willing to prove my sincerity, to offer myself as a symbol of our pledge.
Zephyr's grip on Lila's hand tightens, her heart aching at the thought of her lover being offered as a sacrificial lamb. She looks at the priest, her gaze unwavering. Lila, my love, I cannot allow you to be taken as a pawn in their fear. We have each other, and together we shall stand against the darkness. She turns back to the priest, her voice tinged with a hint of sorrow.
Leave at once, or we will tie you to the fire in chains.
Lila's jaw sets in determination as the guards close in, their grasp unforgiving. Then we must take our leave, Zephyr, and continue our quest elsewhere. Her eyes meet the priest's, a silent challenge. Mark this, Father Slavoj. The darkness will not be vanquished through fear and hate, but through understanding, compassion, and the unyielding strength of those who would restore balance to this world.
As Zephyr and Lila leave the village, the gate locks behind them. Lila can see the werewolf lord watching from the forest.
As Zephyr and Lila retreat from the village, the gate slamming shut behind them, the monk's heart aches with the knowledge that their efforts were in vain. She turns to Lila, her expression a mix of frustration and resolve. We must press on, my love, and not let the ignorance of these villagers deter us from our purpose. The werewolf lord's watchful gaze serves as a reminder that not all creatures of the wild are our enemies. Perhaps, together, we can forge an unlikely alliance against the true darkness that threatens us all.
Lila's emerald eyes glisten with unshed tears as she watches the village recede into the distance, the sting of rejection and the fear of her own kind still fresh. But how, Zephyr? When even those who claim to follow Belenus can't see the light in our hearts, how can we hope to sway the werewolf lord or any other creature whose trust we must earn. She looks at her partner, her expression a blend of hope and desperation. We must find a way, my love.
As the pair leave the village, the werewolf lord approaches them. What did you see in the village? He asks, his voice unusually human-like.
Lila meets the werewolf's gaze, her emerald eyes wide with a mix of surprise and curiosity. She takes a deep breath, her voice steady. We witness darkness, your majesty, in the form of fear, ignorance, and hatred. The villagers, despite their reverence for Belenus, failed to recognize the true nature of the evil that consumes their land. She glances at Zephyr, a silent acknowledgement of her partner's unwavering support. But we remain unbroken, our resolve to bring light and balance, strengthened by the challenges we face.
Zephyr nods in agreement, her eyes never leaving the werewolf's. She steps forward, her stance open and respectful. Your pack's protection allowed us to enter the village, a kindness we will not forget. If you're willing to listen, we can share the truth of Amalthos's tyranny and the urgent need to counter his corrupting influence. Together, perhaps we can find a way to free the land and ensure the safety of both the wild and your domain.
If you wish to prove yourself to me and my pack, you will return to the village and save my son. They kidnapped him from the forests. He was taken by that priest.
Zephyr's eyes widen at the werewolf's revelation, a surge of adrenaline pumping through her veins. She looks at Lila, a grim determination settling over her. A priest, you say? We'll need to be cautious, but we cannot abandon your son to the darkness. She turns back to the werewolf, her voice firm. Tell us everything you know about this priest and his motivations. The sooner we understand the situation, the better equipped we'll be to rescue him and fulfill our oath to the wild. We will not fail you or your pack, your majesty.
The villagers have been hunting my pack for years. We have kept to the forest, but they come trying to pick us off, he says. He will be changing in 2 days on the full moon. When that happens, they will burn him alive.
Lila's hands clench into fists at the werewolf's words, her emerald eyes flashing with a mix of outrage and resolve. The darkness within the village runs deep, and their fear has twisted into a monstrous cruelty. We must act swiftly before the full moon rises and they carry out this heinous act. She looks at Zephyr, a silent question hanging in the air. What plan can we put into action to rescue the young werewolf and put an end to the priest's cruel intentions?
Zephyr's mind races with the challenges ahead, but her monk's training and the guild's skills provide a foundation for their mission. I can infiltrate the village, gather information, and assess the situation without drawing attention to ourselves. She glances at Lila, a hint of excitement in her eyes. Perhaps, if the villagers are busy with preparations for the full moon's trial, we can create a diversion, allowing us to reach the priest's temple unnoticed.
Lila's gaze darts to the surrounding forest, her senses attuning to the rhythms of the wild. As a druid, I can take on a more stealthy form, or even transform into a bird to survey the village from above, providing us with vital intelligence about their preparations and guards' patterns. She looks at Zephyr, a nod of understanding passing between them. While you navigate the human networks, I'll gather information from a different perspective, ensuring we stay one step ahead of their defenses.
Nightfall. How do the pair re-enter the city?
As the sun dips below the horizon, casting the village in the warm, golden glow of dusk, Lila's emerald eyes sparkle with a plan. She focuses her druidic energy, the air around her shimmering as she transforms into a majestic owl, its plumage a deep, earthy brown. From this vantage, I can assess the temple's security, note any weaknesses in their defenses, and identify potential escape routes. She spreads her wings, lifting off into the twilight sky, her silent flight carrying her over the thatched roofs and into the heart of the village.
Zephyr waits until Lila's silhouette fades into the distance, then begins her own approach, her monk's stealth, and agility allowing her to move undetected through the shadow. As Lila provides the bird's eye view, I'll infiltrate the village, blending in with the evening preparations and gathering information on the priest's plans and the full moon's tribe. She navigates the winding streets, her senses keenly attuned to the villagers' movements and conversations. If luck is on our side, we might even find an opportunity to free the werewolf captive before the fateful night arrives.
Zephyr makes her way back into the village to the temple. As she does, she still sees the boy tied to the post in front of the church. You see fresh bruises on his body. His body is limp.
Zephyr's heart sinks as she spies the boy tied to the post once more. His limp form, a testament to the priest's cruelty. She hurries closer, her monk's train allowing her to move swiftly and silently. The fresh bruises on his body speak volumes of the torments he's endured, and her mind reels with the thought of what other sufferings await him under the full moon's light.
As she approaches, Lila and Zephyr can see that there are two sentries outside of the temple, likely standing guard in case someone tries to steal something from the temple.
As Zephyr returns with the grim news, Lila descends from the sky, her owl form giving way to her human shape once more. She meets her partner's gaze, a grim determination setting in. The temple's sentries outside pose a challenge, but I'm certain we can find a way to distract them or bypass their notice. She eyes the temple's ornate architecture, her mind already plotting. Perhaps a bit of divine magic, combined with Zephyr's stealth, will suffice to grant us entry and rescue the werewolf captive before the trial.
Zephyr nods, her focus sharpening in the face of the task ahead. She eyes the sentries, her mind racing with potential strategies. We'll need to act swiftly and silently, utilizing every tool at our disposal. Lila's druidic abilities, my monk's training, and any objects we can repurpose to our advantage. She looks at the temple, her gaze lingering on the idols and relics adorning its exterior. There must be something within those stone walls that can aid our cause, a symbol of Belenus's power, or a relic imbued with his blessing.
To do so, Zephyr or Lila will need to make it past the sentries and into the building.
Zephyr steps forward, her voice a whispered murmur, as she addresses Lila. If you're ready, let's make our move. I'll create a diversion, drawing the sentries away from the door, while you slip inside and locate a powerful artifact or holy symbol that can bolster our chances of success. Her eyes gleam with a fierce determination. Remember, swift and silent is key. We have but hours before the full moon rises, and our captive's fate hangs in the balance.
Lila nods, her emerald eyes flashing with a mix of anticipation and resolve. A distraction is exactly what we need. She crouches low to the ground, her druidic essence flowing through her as she begins to chant in an ancient, forgotten tongue. Let the earth respond, and may the wild guide our steps. The ground trembles ever so slightly beneath their feet, the temple's foundation shifting as if in sympathetic resonance to her incantation. She glances at Zephyr, a subtle hand signal guiding the monk's action. Now, Zephyr.
The wall to the temple creaks as it resettles in its foundation. One of the two guards head into the temple as the second goes around the corner to see what is going on.
Zephyr seizes the moment, her body a blur of motion as she dashes towards the second sentinel. A well-placed kick, sending him tumbling to the ground in a heap. Quick, Lila, now's your chance, she shouts, already turning to provide cover for her companion's entrance.
Zephyr's silent attack knocks the guard clear out.
Seizing the opportunity, Lila darts towards the temple's entrance, her hand outstretched as she whispers another druidic charm. By the power of the wild, open to me. The heavy wooden doors shudder, then slowly swing inward, revealing a dimly lit hallway beyond. She steps inside, her emerald eyes adjusting to the darkness as she scans their surroundings. Zephyr, I'm in. I'll search for something that can aid our rescue mission. Keep watch out here.
Did both of you forget that you are supposed to be rescuing the child who is tied to the stake outside?
Zephyr's eyes widen in horror as she remembers their mission's true purpose, the forgotten boy tied to the stake, awaiting his cruel fate under the full moon's glow. Layla, we must not forget the child outside. She dashes towards the temple entrance, her breath coming in short gasps. I'll untie him while you continue your search for a powerful relic or symbol. Time is short, and we can't afford delays.
As Zephyr gets close, she can hear his breath is shallow. It looks like he is very dehydrated. You don't think he can walk out of the city on his own power?
Zephyr's heart aches as she reaches the boy. His shallow breaths and dry, chapped lips telling a grim story of his suffering. I'm here, child, and you're safe now. She gently frees him from the ropes, cradling his limp form in her arms. You've endured enough, and tonight, you'll be freed from this torment. Her gaze darts to the temple door, a silent plea for Layla to hurry. My companion is inside, seeking an artifact to aid our escape.
Layla's emerald eyes sparkle with determination as she rushes into the temple, her druidic senses attuned to the sacred energies that permeate its walls. I'll find something, anything, that can help us in our fight against the Malthos. She hurries down a narrow corridor, her footsteps echoing off the stone floors. Ah, here! A reliquary, perhaps containing a relic imbued with Belenus's power. She opens the ancient box, revealing a platinum amulet with a ruby in the center. There is a relief of ravens around the ruby. This could be our ticket out of here.
As Layla starts to head outside, she sees the guard heading back to the courtyard.
Hey, you! Stop right there! The guard says while drawing his sword. He starts to head towards Zephyr.
Zephyr's instincts scream at her to flee, but she can't leave the child in his fragile state. She squares her shoulders, preparing to face the guard and protect her wounded companion. I won't let you harm another innocent tonight, guard. She readies her dagger, the blade glinting in the moonlight. As she stands her ground, step back, and I might spare your life. Resist, and you'll face the full might of the Whispering Hand's justice.
The guard lunges forward, swinging his sword towards Zephyr.
Zephyr dodges the guard's wild swing, her agility and monk training allowing her to avoid the blade by a hair's breadth. You underestimate the resolve of those who walk in the Whispering Shadows, soldier. She lunges forward, her own dagger striking true, finding its mark in the guard's chest. Rest now, and know that your death was not in vain, for it will aid in the downfall of Amalthos' tyranny.
Father Zlavoy runs towards the temple as Zephyr kills the guard. He is being followed by townsfolk with makeshift weapons. They are back. Stop them. They have tainted holy ground with blood.
Zephyr's gaze darts to the approaching priest and mob, her heart racing with the urgency of the situation. She cradles the boy tighter, her mind working furiously for solution. We can't let them touch Layla or the relic. Not until we're clear of the temple.
There is a large crashing sound coming from the wooden wall surrounding the village. Then there are screams as the werewolf lord walks into the temple.
The werewolf gives out a loud, growling sound as he steps in front of Zephyr and the boy.
Zephyr's eyes widen in surprise as the werewolf lord materializes in front of her. His massive frame and ferocious snarl, a formidable barrier against the advancing mob. You came in time, Your Majesty. She holds out the child to him, her gaze filled with a mix of gratitude and concern for the werewolf's safety. But we must leave quickly before the priest's followers overwhelm us.
Layla emerges from the temple, the platinum amulet clutched in her hand, her emerald eyes scanning the scene before her. Zephyr, the amulet! With this we might be able to clear a path out of the village.
The villagers seem scared of the werewolf, and none of them appear to be making a move.
What are you waiting for? You see the enemy before you.
Go now. Back to the forests. The wall to the city is down. I'll make sure you aren't followed.
Zephyr nods at the werewolf's orders, her mind racing with the implications of the fallen wall. The relic, Layla. Now's our chance. She takes the platinum amulet from her lover, her fingers closing around its cool, smooth surface. With Belenos's blessing, We'll clear a path and make our escape.
As the three of them make their way out of the village, the sound of fighting and people screaming can be heard behind.
As the trio makes their hasty exit, Zephyr keeps a firm grip on the platinum amulet, the ruby's power seeming to pulse in time with her heartbeat. We did it, my loves. We rescued the boy and claimed an artifact that might prove crucial in our battle against Amalthos. She glances back at the chaos erupting behind them, a sense of grim satisfaction mixing with the relief of their narrow escape. And thanks to the werewolf lord's intervention, we've gained a temporary ally in the face of darkness.
The three of you make your way back to a clearing in the forest. Lila heals the boy and begins to give him water. You see a familiar raven sitting in a tree looking at you.
Lila's hands move with a gentle competence as she tends to the rescued boy, her druidic magic infusing the water with restorative properties. There now, drink and recover your strength. You are safe, thanks to the courage of Zephyr and our new ally, the werewolf lord. She glances up as the familiar raven catches her gaze, a hint of a smile playing on her lips. Ah, it seems you've followed our path once more. Perhaps you'll share your wisdom as you often do in this time of need.
The raven flies down from the tree, and as he does, he transforms into a human. He's wearing black robes that almost appear to be feathers. He carries a staff. Greetings, Lila Whisperwind, Queen of the Spring Court, and greetings, young Zephyr Windsong, he says with a bow. I have been following the two of you for quite some time.
Lila's emerald eyes sparkle with curiosity as she rises to her feet, the boy now recovering under the shelter of the nearby trees. Greetings, Keeper of Feathers. Your timely arrival brings comfort, and I sense that your presence holds significance in our struggle. She steps closer, her gaze searching the robes that resemble feathers. In your wisdom, what insight can you share with us now? What path should we tread, given the events that have unfolded, and the darkness that looms over Dragonfire Vale?
I am part of an order who tries to keep the dark powers at bay. I was concerned when a new Dark Lord ascended, the one you know as Amalthos. That is when I saw the two of you reclaim the Fae Seedling. You have done well in your quest, and I am glad you saw through the actions of the priest in the village.
Lila's breath hitches slightly at the mention of reclaiming the Fae Seedling, a flicker of pain crossing her features before she composes herself. Yes. The weight of that responsibility still weighs heavy on my heart, but it's a burden I will shoulder for the greater good. She looks at Zephyr, a silent question in her eyes. And now with Amalthos' rise and the village's fall to darkness, what lies ahead for us? What role can we play in combating this new evil? And what allies might we find in this struggle?
Zephyr's brow furrows, her mind racing with the implications of their encounter. An order dedicated to combating the dark powers. We could greatly benefit from your guidance and resources in this fight. She bows her head in respect, her gaze never leaving the keepers. Perhaps together, we can unravel the mysteries surrounding Amalthos's ascension and devise a strategy to stop his malevolent spread. What do you advise, Keeper? Where should our next steps lead us?
There are no great prophecies that speak to the downfall of the dark powers. All I can do is arrange the pieces on the board to give people like you the best chance of success at ridding the realms of beings like Amalthos. The amulet you have is ancient. It was known amongst the commoners as the holy symbol of Ravenkind. It is an artifact of our order. It holds great power when used against a Dark Lord.
Lila's eyes widen as she studies the amulet, its ancient history and significance now clearer in the light of the Keeper's words. Ravenkind, an artifact of your order. She looks at Zephyr, a thrill of excitement and anticipation building within her. Then this relic could be the key to facing Amalthos, a symbol of hope in the face of his darkness. Her gaze returns to the Keeper, a mixture of gratitude and eagerness. Thank you for sharing this knowledge with us, Keeper.
Zephyr nods, a determined glint in her eyes. And thank you for your guidance. Your wisdom and support mean a great deal, especially in these uncertain times. She looks at Lila, a silent question hanging in the air. Shall we press on to the capital of Dragonfire Vale, to confront Amalthos directly with the holy symbol in hand, or should we seek more information about our foe before making our final stand.
It is only a key, Lila. Each of you have a role to play in the outcome of this battle. So you must see that your allies are all ready for the battle ahead. This road you are on is long and winding, but you will be stronger at the end. He says before transforming back and flying off.
Lila watches as the Keeper departs, his final words resonating within her. Allies, a long and winding road. She turns to Zephyr, a resolute smile on her lip. We must journey on. With the holy symbol of Ravenkind and the strength of our bond, I believe we can face Amalthus and shatter his hold on Dragonfire Vale. Her eyes sparkle with a fierce determination. We've come too far to falter now, my love. The wild calls us forward, and we must answer its summons, no matter the trials that lie ahead.
Zephyr's heart swells with pride at Leela's declaration, her own resolve strengthened by the Archfey's unwavering courage and conviction. I stand with you, my queen, united in our quest to bring light to this land and vanquish the darkness that threatens all. She places a hand on Lila's shoulder, a gentle gesture of solidarity and love. Together, we shall face whatever challenges this road presents and emerge triumphant, for we are not mere travelers. We are the champions of balance and justice, guided by the spirits of the wild themselves.
The werewolf lord arrives back at the grove. His fur is matted in blood, and some of it burned. He is limping. He walks over to his son before shifting back to his elven form. Sleep, my child. When you awaken, I'll show you the strength of your heritage and guide you to the future. He turns towards the women. Thank you for your aid. I fear the villagers may try and attack my pack again. Once my son is healed, I will journey with my pack to your realm and lend you my aid.
Lila's expression softens as she beholds the werewolf lord's wounds and the tenderness he shows his child, a newfound respect blossoming within her. Your strength and loyalty to your kin are a testament to the resilience of the wild, your majesty. She bows her head in gratitude. We're honored by your offer of aid, and I believe that together, our diverse talents could prove a formidable force against Amalthos. She glances at Zephyr, a hint of excitement in her eyes.
Zephyr nods, her gaze meeting Lila's. Indeed, the support of the werewolf lord and his pack would be a beacon of hope in the face of Amalthos' darkness. She approaches the werewolf, a hand extended in friendship. We will await your arrival in our realm, ready to forge an unbreakable alliance and stand as one against the forces of corruption. Until then, may your wounds heal swiftly, and your spirit remain undimmed by the trials you've faced.
Lila looks at Zephyr, a thoughtful expression on her face. As the werewolf lord recovers and prepares to join our cause, I believe it's time we press on to seek out the necromancer and add his powers to our arsenal against Amalthos. She gazes into the distance, her mind already charting their path. Madam Eva's words still echo in my heart. The necromancer holds the key to understanding and countering the darkness that threatens our world. With his aid, we may yet turn the tide of this conflict.
Zephyr nods in agreement, her thoughts mirroring Lila's determination. Madam Eva's guidance has proven invaluable thus far, and the necromancer's expertise could be the missing piece in our puzzle against Amalfa. She turns to the werewolf lord, her voice filled with a sense of unity and purpose. We bid you a swift recovery, Your Majesty, and look forward to your arrival in our realm. Together, we shall usher in a new era of balance and harmony, with the wild's might and the necromancer's wisdom as our guiding light.
The full moon is tomorrow night, and each of us will be invigorated by the moon. We will begin our journey then, the werewolf lord says before Zephyr and Lila depart.
End of scene. End of session.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.